there are times in the body of Christ that we feel totally alone, left out, sometimes even rejected. All for the purpose of remembering the body. Remember the first time that I read that word, remembering. Putting new members into his body. Remembering. I know it's a play on words. And our brother in the spirit, Doug Fortune, put those pieces of the puzzle together. Putting together the body of Christ. Reestablishing what he wants versus what I want or what you want. Regathering his people into one unified body to recreate what he did. I'd like you to just close your eyes for a moment and put your focus in your mother. Realize that when you were in your mother's womb, you came there in seed form from your dad. God took the best from your dad, from your mom, to form Psalms 139. When he began to put you together, he was remembering. Re-establishing the best of your mom, the best of your dad. Month after month, you grew. Until one day, it was time to be ejected into this realm. Well, you had been in the realm, but it was a new adventure with air to breathe, things to do, circumstances that were not always agreeable to you. And none of this was done with any help from you. Some of you have rough beginnings and lots of questions came, no different than me. Some of you, when you were in the womb, rejection came and pain came. But God was there with his hand of grace carried. You were being re-established to prepare you for this realm for a season. This afternoon, I will be with a family that has just lost a 3-month-old baby. I've got a 7-month-old little girl right now that if we lost her, I don't know how I would be able to survive. Except for God's grace. Some of you have lost children. God carried you. Grandchildren, God cares. Husbands, wives, parents, and God carried you. This morning, I had a vision of a book, which I will share with you later. And I was told pick it open at the middle. What he didn't tell me is that he was confirming what he had already laid in my heart about remembering the body of Christ. There are members of the body of Christ that have been outcast, damaged, broken, rejected, abused, and accused. And some weren't guilty at all. And the words cut deep into them where they just wanted to reject being a believer. And in plain English, it was too damn painful. Testimony that somebody decided that you should be or that I should be. As I was looking at the bread this morning, my sister bought this incredible bread. It has an intense opening on the surface. It's full of fruit. You think the fruit's delighted in the eating of all of its surroundings when it got cooked? How many have ever felt they were getting into God's oven if he was cooking? So much for fruity Christians. He puts you in the oven and he turns up the heat. There's a reason. He'll let you cool down later and you can make a decision if you still want to be a part of the body. So this morning, I want you to put your hand over your heart and keep the eyes closed, please. And repeat after me, Lord Jesus. You're the one that chose me. You also will purify me and justify me and glorify me in due season. And whatever season I'm in, even if I'm in the oven right now and the heat is so intense that I'm screaming in the natural, there will be a day that God will allow that I will be broken bread to feed many. Lord Jesus, continue the process. Even if I'm not in my right mind and I'm screaming my head off and wondering if you're still on the job, don't listen to those silly complaints. Because I wasn't in my right mind at that time. But I am in my right mind right now. And I want to be a member of the body. So that I can function in coordination with the rest of the body of Christ. Independence doesn't cut it. The hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. The ear can't say to the eye, I can get along without you. The knees can't say to the thighs, tough cookies. I need them all. And I am needed in the body of Christ. Even if I'm injured, it's better than being cut out. Or it's better than cutting myself out. Because when I do, I amputate myself from the body. And the only one that's going to get hurt is the people of God. Where I would be broken bread for them to teach and counsel them, I would now be lost and left to dry. Not a good choice. So even if I'm in the oven, even if I'm baking at 400 degrees, Let it be a silent screen. It's okay to be a member of the body of Christ. To have His way with me. Even if I feel totally left out. Let my emotions be bypassed right now. And continue healing me. For Your glory. Thank You. How do I look to the Lord to complete what He wants? I had a few questions that came into my spirit this morning, and I just want you to bow your heads right now. Come to Him with me. Father, without You, I can do nothing. By the power of Your Spirit, let Your Word come alive. Let it be anointed by Your Spirit so that they can be changed from what they were to what they need to be. In Jesus' name. The questions were these. Why do I come to church? Because somebody dragged me. Sometimes. How many know what I'm talking about? Somebody literally dragged me. Well, here's what should be happening. I come to be rebuilt in Christ Jesus. To member myself to the body of Christ. To reattach. To reconnect. And to be a part of the whole. To be in unity with the head, Christ Jesus Himself. To function as I was called and ordained by God to fit into the body. And I found myself having a discussion yesterday with someone concerning, they really believe they're a believer. And I said, yes, I believe you are a believer. But are you in the body? Well, of course. I says, okay. I've got a refrigerator. Unplugged. Sitting on the back porch. Is it a refrigerator? Is it functioning? Then what good is it? It just takes up space. And I got angry inside. And I said, when are you going to plug in? When are you going to turn the power on? Well, and they had no answer. And why? Because there's a lack of understanding of the body of Christ and the reason for gathering ourselves together. Why are we here? Why do we show up? Why do you even bother coming? Oh, because we're friends going to be gathering because we're going to have cookies today. If you come just for these things, and they're not bad in themselves, the wrong reason. If you come to be reconnected to your brothers and your sisters, and you catch a hug, and you get reestablished, what happens? What happens? There's a stirring that takes place on the inside because some of what's in him, I need. Some of what's in her, I need. Some of what's in you, I need. And for many, many years, I felt there were so many unseen reasons why people, and especially pastors, would pressure their people to show up. I can remember critical words from the altar. Well, we haven't seen so-and-so. Keep them in prayer. But they were really saying, where in God's name are they? don't want to be that way. But if I can release into you the truth of God's word, that the hunger from within you will be to connect and reconnect and remember the body of Christ for what it was designed to be, then you'll know why you're here on Sunday morning, why there's a press to come. If you come because I gave you a hug last week, don't bother. If you come because cookies are being served next week, it's not a good reason. Because you know what? You're going to wear out. You're going to find that you can get along sitting on back porch of yours, unplugged, and getting rusty. Many Christians today are on someone's back porch, unplugged, and getting rusty. Why? Because the body of Christ has not taken them into their hearts, have not possibly interceded. Well, I interceded. If you only knew how many hours I prayed for so-and-so, and they haven't moved yet. Well, maybe you better move on. Maybe it's your head that's in the control room instead of the Lord Jesus Christ controlling your prayer. A prayer said under the anointing of the Holy Ghost will tell you that you are formed in the image and likeness of the Most High. Romans 8. And as the Spirit leads you to pray, you will discover you're a son of the Most High. Won't that be exciting? Instead of being just feeling sorry for somebody because they didn't show up and they want to be a refrigerator unplugged in somebody's back porch. It's okay to be a refrigerator unplugged in somebody's back porch. It's okay. If they choose that, it's okay. But it's not for you. It's not for you that we're intended of God to be a part of a body of believers that would have one mind, one heart, and all the gifts would operate. All the gifts. And they would use teenagers. They would use the elderly. They would use those in the middle. I'm squeaking out of the middle. Doesn't matter where you are, if you're squeaking in or out. You're in there. You're in the body. I've got news for you. The body of Christ includes those that are in the heavenly church. I can remember the first time that I went to the communion table after my dad was on the other side. And I can remember the impact of my taking the body and the blood. And the intensity of his presence next to me. And I shared it with my pastor. And he says, the ecclesia of the heavens joins with the ecclesia of the natural. They don't go to the back porch. They come to the house of the Lord where the saints gather in harmony together under one head, Jesus Christ. One head. The head of the Most High God is Jesus Christ. And you're not going to make it without him. Oh, you say the economy's this and the economy's that. Get your eyes off of that and put your eyes on him. He'll give you solutions and he'll give you what you need when you least expect it. And even the harmony that he wants to build inside a body of believers will be redone by his Spirit. Yes, there will be words of knowledge. Yes, there will be words of wisdom. Yes, there will be the laying on of hands. Yes, there will be a release of those that need to go out. And yes, there'll be an ingathering for those that have a call in their hearts to bring them in. Are we all called to go to Lori's house? No. But I can guarantee you she opened the door and she said, okay, this is what I've had in my heart. So this is what I'm doing. Those of you who are called are going to what? You're going to be there. Do I need to be there? No. Do I absolutely have to go just because she has opened her door? No. But those who are called of God will be ordained of God to go and deposit inside that group. Okay? What about if there's a press in your heart to open your house? What are you going to do? How are you going to present it? Will you have her boldness? I don't know. I'm not expecting you to act like Lori. I'm expecting you to act like Jesus. Did Jesus do it the Jewish way? Either of them, yes. He followed the rules. He did all the things that were required of him, including showing up at the feast, which we discussed a few weeks ago. What else did he do? Did he do it to please his brothers, which were an irritation? No. He did it to please his father. I want you to take and come with me. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12. Verse 31. Eagerly desire the greater gift. Love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. Eagerly desire the greater gifts. Love. And now I will show you the most excellent way. Why did I choose on the last verse? Because that's what I heard in my heart. All these gifts that are inside the body will have absolutely no value. You can speak in tongues. You can do all those things. You can prophesy. You can do all this stuff. But if you're not in love with one another, it's not going to work. And the most excellent way is through love. And it starts with you loving you. And if you have no love for yourself, don't think you're going to deposit love in somebody else. You're going to deposit whatever you've got an overflow of. And if it happens to be anger, get me out of the room. I don't want your anger. If it's animosity and blabbermouth, I don't need it. I've got blabbermouths in my own head. And they come and visit, and they sit on my shoulder, and they blabber. How many have had a few of those visitors? Thank you. Tell me what's lovely about your brother. Tell me what's lovely about your sister. Tell me what's lovely about your child. Tell me what's lovely about your grandparents. Tell me what's lovely about your children and those that you care for in their hurting moments. Tell me that you're ready to serve one another. Tell me you're ready to lay hands on the sick. Tell me you're ready to open your house and say, yes, I want to take care of the kids. I called up this one in the middle of the week. And I bugged him. Why? Because I miss him. I told him so. When I see that one is hurting, I want to run. I want to hold him. I want to hug them. I want to hold them as long as necessary so that they can become alive again. Where are you when you see one hurting? If they've got an opinion about circumstances, let them unload on you. And then turn it around. And give them the love and compassion that they need so that they can make it through, like I've done with you. And like you've done with others. Give out the love that's in you. Or you can study the whole book of Corinthians, and you still have nothing if you don't do it in love. I don't want to give you another scripture. I read the whole chapter. Have you got gifts in you? Yes, you do. Will the sick recover when you lay hands on them? Yes, they will. But not when you go in there with an attitude. And if you have got an attitude, don't go visiting the sick. Because you're going to deposit what? And you wonder why the body of Christ is sick. And some are dying. Because they don't discern the love that they should have for their brothers and their sisters. Are there Holy Ghost interruptions in your life? Are there ways of your spirit overcoming all the questions that you have? Are there times that you're going to be discouraged? Yes. Are there times that you will wonder why you are even a believer? Why do you come to church? To be re-established in the body. Why did you come today? To be fed by your neighbor. And to be loved. The most excellent way is feeling accepted. How many have been injured in the house of the Lord? Keep the hands up, please. Would you stand, please? Would you kind of face each other, please? Look, turn around, look around. See how many are standing. Isn't it a surprising? How are you going to make it? Love. Come again? Forgiveness, yes. Intercession for those who were misunderstood. Or maybe misunderstood their own calling. Amen. Kind of face each other. Make a circle. Just make a circle. We got time. You see, yeah, let's kind of close it in a little bit there. That'll work. You see, the body has need of every single member. The body has need of love, not rejection, not correction. Correction is in time, but it's got to be done in love. I can remember one person said, "I'm saying this in love to you," and it was the most insulting thing that I had ever heard in my life. And they were telling me they're going to do it in love. It's like I remember my dad saying to the cow that he's about to slaughter, "I love you so much. Cow!" And they took a sledgehammer and knocked him out and then cut him open. How many have been there? "I love you so much." And then the sledgehammer comes. Is that love? Remember, there was a word that came during the feast. "My servant Moses is dead. Now I will be with you, Joshua." Is not Joshua Yeshua? What was Moses given as a commission from God? He was a commissioned man to release the law to identify sin. Why did Jesus Yeshua show up in the earth? To fulfill what? To fulfill the law. To make it what? Complete. It no longer would operate. It's done. And? To release us from the law. What is the law that Jesus established? One another, as I have, and love your neighbor, as you take the sledgehammer and fix them. And if it's designed and connected in love, then the body will survive and it will grow. If it's trying to get issues dealt with, sometimes the best way to deal with an issue is on your knees. And really begin to pray for that individual rather than go fight with one issue, with another issue, with another issue. Sometimes you'll get more done right here on those knees than you will by going to this one and that one. Because you're really reacting out of your flesh. So the Holy Spirit, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you go in love, but if you go in love, you've not prepared your sledgehammer. You've prepared to what? Receive them and hear where their pain is. And if you get to understand their pain, you might get to learn how to lay hands and let love be released. Instead of your attitude or what you believe they should be doing or should not be doing, just recognize that they need to be loved back into the fold rather than being corrected back into the fold. You see, the course of most believers is how can I correct my neighbor? Instead of how do I submit myself to the Lord and correct me first? And now may his anointing be upon you as you share this food and time together. That his spirit would overwhelm you as you do it the most excellent way. As you pour out love to each other. As you pour out grace to each other. As you pour out mercy to each other. And realize how important you are to this body of Christ. Men, look across from each other. Wave a little. Say you're important to the body of Christ. Corporately and individually. Amen. Share some hugs.